Our Sense of Place visit to Austin, Texas continues this hour with Orthy, the project of Austin-based songwriter Ian Orth. It started as something solo for him as a DJ, and then he put together a band to play his work live, and it really all started with his Learning Secrets dance party. Orthy put out one EP in 2011 and just released a new one called EMILY this year. Our session starts with the song EMILY. Our guests today on our Sense of Place visit to Austin are our World Cafe Next artists for this week, Orthy, who are playing live in the KUTX studios today. And welcome, guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. Means a lot.
You know, Ian Orth, I wasn't sure what to expect, you know, knowing your history and knowing what you've done in the past. I expected, A, more keyboards, fewer guitars. I wasn't even sure how Orthy came about as a band, because you started this as a DJ. In fact, in the beginning, you weren't even doing original music.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been playing music since I was 11, but when I started DJing, I was working on a lot of edits, mostly doing edits of disco records and house records and weird post-punk stuff just to play out at a party that myself and the guy that plays bass in this band, Jeremy, have been throwing in Austin for 10 years called Learning Secrets. And from there, some of those edits kind of just started making their way around to mutual DJ friends. And it landed in the hands of this guy named Roy Dink, who at the time was running a record label called The Worst Music Company out of New York. And he said, "Hey, man, these edits are really good. Do you have anything that's original?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "I got a couple of things I've been messing around with because I've just been sitting in my room messing around with some ideas with no real pretense of anything happening with them." And I sent him some of the demos, and he basically said, "Man, this stuff is really good. Do you mind if I kind of help you like shape these a little bit?" And that was a process that took, you know, handfuls of months. And we got like three or four songs together that I was really happy with, that he enjoyed. And like, we put out the first EP called Sueños.
Sueños.
And that was really kind of, my idea was just kind of, that was it. I'm at the time I was 33 when it came out. I really wasn't, or 32 maybe. And I really wasn't expecting, you know, I was like, "Oh, it's cool to have a little EP out. That's awesome." And then South By came around and we actually got asked to play, and I said, "I have no band, so what am I going to do?" So I went and grabbed my four good friends I've known for a while from different areas of my life and kind of showed them the songs, and we've been this, you know, 2-year process of trying to figure out exactly how to take these bedroom ideas and turn them into a live setting. And it's definitely, there are aspects of it that are definitely more like an indie rock band.
Right. Well, who's in the band? Who's
so, today? Jeremy Nugent on the bass, no relation to Ted Nugent. Michael Zodniak, no relation to Michael Jackson. He plays synthesizers and things like that. Alec Padron on the drums and a sampler. And Marcus Diffie on guitar, second guitar, and the other synthesizer.
You were talking about how a couple of years ago you had to, the band ended up forming to play at South by Southwest, and I'd love to ask you a few questions about Austin, and I guess the first one would be how important is South by Southwest to Austin musicians?
I think that it is important to Austin musicians,
and it was to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. Our first like real show ever was at a South by Southwest day party. Mm-hmm. It's become such a beast. It's become such a thing that it was not originally. I don't even think that if the originators even could have seen in the year 2014 that they would even think that it is what it is right now. The thing that Austinites deal with, especially Austinites who go out during South by Southwest, the thing that we deal with it is that for us, it's not just 4 or 5 days. For us, it's 3 weeks. It basically starts on like March 2nd for us. And we go, it's straight. And it's all of your friends from all over the world come in town for 3 weeks and they want your attention all the time. They want all your tacos all the time. They want all your Lone Star all the time. And so by the time that music rolls around, honestly, like, we're done. Like, we're done, you know. But, yeah, it's great. I mean, if it wasn't here, who knows what would be here.
Yeah. What are the pros and cons of being a musician here in Austin? Because, I mean, there's a lot of bands here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that there are a lot of bands here is a pro and a con. There's such a great community of different talent here. I mean, for example, Alec on the drums plays in two really amazing heavy metal bands. Heavy metal? Hardcore? Metal. and I don't know. I mean, there's just a really great community of people that love music, whether they're in bands, whether they're writing for the Austin Chronicle, whether they're working at KUTX, whether they have a blog. people just love music, and that's great. The disadvantage to that is that sometimes it's really easy to oversaturate yourself in this market, and that's something that I think bands need to be aware of and conscious of. And I would say the biggest real con to being a musician in Austin is that when you tour, it takes you 9 hours to get anywhere. So I think that's probably the biggest con.
Our guests today on the Cafe are our World Cafe Next artists for this week on our Sense of Place Visit to Austin. They are Orthy and Ian Orth. What do you want to play next?
I think next we're going to play Oasis.
Step in the light, let us see it.
We're listening to Orthy today on the Cafe. That is Oasis, another one from the second EP, E-M-I-L-Y. Am I saying that properly?
Yeah.
And E-M-I-L-Y is Emily. And
that is.
Explain the significance.
Emily is my wife, and it does stand for something. The E-M-I-L-Y has multiple meanings, but there's something that she said at one point when we first got together on a very late night that she would probably be embarrassed if I'd repeated, but I don't really care because I'm married, so she's locked in. It's not really that. It's her, she's a very Texan. She's from El Paso. She loves saying y'all. She ends most sentences when she's talking about a group with the word y'all. And one late night, she kept saying, "Everyone must initiate love, y'all," over and over again. And that I realized, like, oh, that's actually your name. That's kind of funny. But other people have thought that it means every moment I love you, which I'm definitely romantic, but not that sappy. So, but.
But she was the inspiration for this whole project.
For the songs on this, our relationship and our growing relationship is definitely the inspiration for a lot of the stuff that I'm writing about, whether it's directly connected to our relationship and our loves, or whether it's connected to just our experiences together with living in Texas and living in Austin and just how I feel about the world in general.
Well, that first little EP, Sueños, got out there, and this one is doing so as well. Do you have any plans for doing a full length? And if you did, would these songs be on it, or would you do all new things?
I'm actually writing a full length right now. There's about 15 songs that I'm working on.
Wow.
They'll probably be whittled down to about 10. I don't know. I always have really weird feelings about people who put out EPs and then put their songs from their EPs on their full length. It's kind of, I think, cheap a little bit.
I'm so with you.
Yeah. So I mean, the first EP came out in 2011, and you know, maybe there's some songs on there like Sueños, which people like and is a crowd favorite when we play it. But I don't know if I putting it on a full length that's going to come out whenever it comes out, I don't really see the point.
Ian Orth and Orthy are our guests today on the Cafe. They're our World Cafe next guest for our Sense of Place visit to Austin, Texas. Just we picked you for any number of reasons. If anybody had any cliches about what Austin bands sound like, I think you guys break it, and that's a really good thing.
I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. This was really a lot of fun. It really means a lot to have us here.
Well, it's great to be able to present you guys. We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.